Well, hello, folks. Mark DiMatteo coming at you with a message going out to our great questions group on this 11th day of July 2012. This is actually message number 17, and the title is Our Tri-Universe. Our Tri-Universe. And trust this finds everybody doing well. Again, if you're new to our broadcast or would like to catch up with our previous messages, you can check out my blog at markdematteo.com, markdematteo.com, and glad to have all of you new folks with us and as we continue to grow. So let's get into our message for this particular week, this particular time, and I am going to share with you folks in this particular message some of the amazing things I learned as I began to take a closer look at the nature and structure of our cosmos. And that's what I was going to get into in the last message. And I'm really pretty excited about this because it's some compelling stuff here. And actually, one of the reasons I'm pleased that I grew up with an interest in space, as in outer space, was because I feel it played a major role in my desire to understand it, certainly in the context of the great questions. Had I not spent so much time thinking and dreaming about exploring the distant planets and stars, I probably would not have pursued studying this arena to the degree that I have, and consequently would have missed some of the profound perspective it has provided me. For as I've already pointed out in a prior message, our cosmos, when you look at it as a whole, is an astoundingly vast and grand effect, and one for which an adequate cause must be found in order to account for it. Okay? So let's begin, or let's start off here, by taking a simple look at its basic construct. And on a very broad level, our universe appears to be comprised of three fundamental components. And I'm sure you probably have thought about this, maybe familiar with them already, because they're fairly straightforward, but here they are. Number one is space. Number two, matter, or what has also been called mass or mass energy, because mass and energy are actually interchangeable. I'm going to talk about that a little later on here. And time. So space, matter, and time. Those are the three components. It has been accurately said that we live in a space mass time continuum, or in other words, an overall continuing linear existence. And a little bit down the road, I'm going to be introducing two more scientific laws to you folks. They're called the laws of thermodynamics, and it will explain and shed light on the fact that even though there are, to a certain degree, cycles that occur in our existence, are the overall tone and tenor and dimension of our existence is linear, it's continuous, okay? And those laws are going to bring that out. I look forward to sharing those with you in the near future here. But for right now, we're going to take a quick look at all three of these because each of them is obviously significant and must be accounted for. See, folks, I began to realize that part of figuring out how I got here, which of course is one of the great questions, was going to be predicated on trying to figure out how everything else got here first, okay? Before I could even worry about such things as how living systems arrived, the origin of the very space and time we inhabit had to be explained as well, or first. For here again, it stood to reason that there had to be a cause for these effects too. But right now, here in this message, I want to draw your attention to something I found that was potentially significant right from the get-go. And that being the notable recurring pattern of threes in our universe's foundational construct. Okay, so let me elaborate on this a little bit. though we live in what has been called and is actually in fact a singular or unified universe, that is actually why it is called a universe and not a multiverse or anything else for that matter. Okay, it's a unified universe. Okay, it still seems at the fundamental level to be built on a consistent theme of threes. I found this interesting, for why should it be threes and not, for instance, say fours or twelves or sevens or any other number? Could there be any potential significance to this? Furthermore, these three basic components, space, mass, and time, all seem to exist everywhere at the same time, and all three simultaneously comprise our unified and singular universe. In other words, everywhere we look, we find space, some form of even a minute amount of matter or energy, and time, all present there together. Now, to illustrate this theme of threes further, let me take an initial look at each of these components. First, if we consider space, we quickly realize that we live in dimensional space that can be quantified. And how many dimensions? How do we quantify it? Three, of course. Y'all are familiar with that, right? Length and width and height, if you will. They use different words, of course. Breadth, depth, length, all these different things. But basically, we have three primary dimensions to space. Now, let's look at mass or matter and energy, or what has been called mass energy. And as a matter of fact, one of the most amazing discoveries of our modern atomic age is the reality that matter and energy are interchangeable and on certain levels are actually the same thing. And we are going to discuss this, the amazing significance of this reality further. But for now, let's look at them individually for a minute and carry on this theme that I want to point out about everything being based on threes. First of all, let's look at matter. I found it significant that matter manifests itself in three primary states, and y'all are familiar with this too, I'm sure, in the form of a solid, in the form of a liquid, and also in the form of a gas, okay? Three primary levels, okay? All matter, now follow me here, all matter is composed of these amazing little entities called atoms. And atoms have three primary components. And you probably are familiar with this too. Protons, neutrons, and electrons. And actually regarding energy, because matter and energy are interchangeable, there seems to be also, interestingly, three primary broad classes of energy. Electromagnetic, which deals with the electromagnetic spectrum and the vast array of wave energy, okay, which is really amazing when you look at the electromagnetic spectrum, which comprises everything from radio waves to X-rays to microwaves to the visible light spectrum, to then you get into things like X-rays and alpha and beta and gamma rays, which are very, very highly energetic. And you get into infrared, you get into ultralight, and so heat energy is part of that, and light and electrical energy. So the electromagnetic spectrum actually encompasses most types of energy. Then the other two broad kind are both gravitational and finally nuclear. And it's also interesting to note that there also appears to be an interrelation here, even amongst these three forms of energy, as it would seem that they are all on one level drawn from the incredible power of the atom. Now, finally moving on to time, or the third component, space, mass, time. We all know that it is normally described as a continually flowing, if you will, or as continually flowing, if you will, from the future into the present, and then continuing on into the past. Future, present, past, and once again, we see three components. So in summary, I realized that our universe is composed of three primary components, in review, space, mass, and time, each of which also likewise seem to manifest themselves in threes. It was almost as if we lived in what might be called a tri-universe, a universe that manifests itself on a fundamental level of threes. This was very intriguing to me, and I figured it was bound to be important for what could possibly be the cause of this unusual effect. And while I didn't connect all the dots at this stage of my journey, as we move on, I'm going to share with you just how significant it turned out to be. So now in the next message, we are going to begin to take a closer look at the mass energy component of our cosmos. Specifically, I want to share with you some of the things I learned from my basic study of atoms and atomic theory. As I begin to explore this, quite frankly, I was blown away by these amazing little entities that everything from you and I out to the farthest galaxies are made of, and also, and specifically, of the quantity of power locked up in them, and consequently, the magnitude of power that must be present throughout our universe. It's some compelling stuff, folks, and I look forward to sharing it with you. So in the meantime, you all have a great day, and I will look forward to talking to you again. Okay? Take care. Bye-bye, folks.